Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
We're talking about dominion. And you all remember all the scriptures are taught on kingdom? Or you want me to teach them again? Mention one of the scriptures on kingdom, if you remember. Huh? The Hebrew word there is what? Basileia is a Greek word. It's not a Hebrew word. It's mamlakak. Say that we may want to go. Mamlakak. Mamlakak. Old Testament Hebrew, New Testament Greek words. Are we together? And mamlakak simply means a kingdom. So the Bible says, and what is the word mamlakak? What word in Hebrew in Genesis 1:26 is mamlakak? Let me see if you remember. Huh? Dominion. Say dominion. God gave man a kingdom over the earth or on the earth. And that's why I said in Matthew, can I remember that part of scripture? Matthew 26, what? He said, come take the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Can you remember? I want you to understand this thing very easy. What part of scripture is that? Matthew. Are you forgetting? Matthew 24:37. So let's read Matthew 24:37. Are you touching? What is Michael touching his phone for? You are snapping me. Did you people give Michael work to snap me? He says. They are writing and snapping. This little photography you have started. Let's read together. Matthew what? 24. Okay, it's Destiny that said this. See what Destiny has brought us into. 25 what? 25:34. Destiny. Okay. It's like you've been studying on rapture lately. Because this is a rapture scripture that you give us. Then the king would turn to those on his right hand and say, you have a special place in my father's heart. Come and experience the full inheritance of the kingdom's realm that has been destined for you from what? NKJV was very direct. See how NKJV says it. Thank God for TPT to explain better. But you see, he says, come bless of my father, inherit, prepared from the foundation of the world. So God had given us a kingdom from the foundation of the world. What is a kingdom? A king and his domain. Simple. Wherever a king is, the surrounding environment is his domain. That's why the Bible says heaven is his throne, the earth extends as his footstool. So where is God? Domain of God goes beyond heaven. It goes beyond heaven to the earth, to the uttermost part of the earth. It's more like heaven is where God sits down, right? More like a stool. Then where is the footstool of the stool? The earth. So where is the stool where God sits down? In heaven. But where is he located? So you see, the reign of God is everywhere. So if I sit on this chair now, where am I? The Bible says God is sitting in heaven as his throne, but the earth is where heaven is landing. So the reason for heaven is so that it finds full expression on the earth and on the uttermost part of the earth. That's why he taught us a prayer. Pray my kingdom, my will be done, as it is done where? Simple. That's why I like the song they were singing today about right here, right now, heaven coming to have its influence. And it's through you. Alright? So dominion simply means to reign on the earth as kings and priests. God reigning through us. God influencing, infiltrating the world through us. That's why Satan is longing for our soul.
That's why Satan wants you and I. He wants us to bow to him. Not by physically bowing like this. He wants us to give allegiance to him. He wants us to compromise our faith. That way our allegiance will not be to God. Alright? And that's why we are always telling believers, even though it's important to declare openly and say, we pledge our allegiance to the Lord and etc., it is not more important than we sitting down to be capacitated by the Holy Spirit via the accurate and precise knowledge of Jesus, so that what we are saying we can become its reality in action. Which is what we are doing today. This is why when Jesus brought a kingdom vision for us, Matthew 4:43 said, my job is to bring the kingdom to earth, to preach the utmost part of, to preach the kingdom to the utmost part of the earth. He said, for this purpose was I sent in the world. He came to give us a kingdom, but he didn't stop him to die for us, be buried for us, and resurrected for us. And that's why many people are thinking that Jesus' reason for coming is to die, be buried, and resurrected. Not exactly. The Bible just painted a picture that according to Luke 4, put that scripture media, Luke 4:43. He said, let's read together. Luke 4:43. It says, one, two, go. But he said to them, I must watch. Because. So Jesus was sent for the purpose of revealing God's kingdom. In the TPT it says, let's see in the TPT. If there is, it says, who is it? Ooh. That person is hungry. Is it Flora? She said, now, wow. This Flora likes vernacular church. I was not going to say it, but this girl, Barak, is inside her. They born her in Barak. Flora does not speak English, though. She doesn't like English. So we have been praying and speaking. Mama T, I've tried. I'm trying. How am I going to have a covenant of vernacular? Get out from that body in the name of Jesus. But Jesus said, that's why she's not having money. I told you that language is connected to mediocrity. Don't you know there are other places I must go to and offer them the hope found in God's kingdom realm? This is what I've been sent to do. Thank you, TBT. Now go back to NKJV. He said, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities. For this purpose, I have been sent. Now he said, as the Father sent me, send I you too. Many have been given the same mandate. Why is there death, burial, and resurrection in the message? Because that's more like the algorithm. One of the algorithm it will take, the procedure it will take for us to be nudged fully into God's kingdom. That's what we provide, what it will take to qualify us. If anybody be in Christ, is a what? So that he's qualified as a kingdom citizen. We've been delivered, fully saved from the kingdom of darkness now into God's marvelous light. You see that? What it took for us to be delivered out from darkness is the work of salvation. But the goal of the work of salvation is to get us not in the kingdom. To make finally, all Christians are citizens of the kingdom. Revelations 1 in the Amplified Version 5 and 6 says, we're washed by the precious blood of Jesus to the end that we make up as king. The Amplified Version said, we make up as God's kingdom, priest unto our God and Father forevermore. In verse 6, and has made us, in the Amplified Version, a kingdom. Made us a kingdom. Amplified Version. Praise to his God and Father. He formed us into a kingdom. All of us as individuals. So you see, Satan wants to alter that plan. So that there is no kingdom flow. I mean, the kingdom possibility will not ever find expression. What is kingdom? Kingdom is that as it is in heaven, so shall it be upon the face of the earth. Who are the conduits to make this possible? You and I. We are the ones that form, make up the kingdom of God. If Satan gets you affected, that flow from heaven to the earth will never find expression. That's why I said no form of sin can inherit the kingdom. You can't bring the kingdom to the earth with a body of sin. This is why Satan is fighting to make sure you are not living your best. Are you listening to me? But you've received Jesus. You found rest. Say, I found rest. We've received Jesus. I have rest. He's a bread that when you eat, you are satisfied to the steeple. The wine that when you drink, you don't thirst for anything. When you are done knowing Jesus, you can't be wanting to womanize. You know, you want every woman. You are not a goat. You are not a higher animal. You are not homo habilis, homo erectus, homo sapien or sapien sapien alone. You know, they call us homo sapien. That's not where we stop. Homo means the same. Like, we are homo Christus. 1 John 4:17. He said, in us love has been perfected, so that we have no fear unto the day of judgment, because as so in this present world. Say, I'm like Jesus. That's why worldly things does not interest you. How can you know this thing? I want to go and be born in your ear as a man. That's what interests you. In all the kingdom message, you know, is to go and be painting your hair. It shows you are just out of order. And let me tell you, you can have those things and see the miraculous. It doesn't mean you are wise. Away from me, you workers of iniquity. In his name, you did whatever you wanted to do. And after you were done kissing, you went and saw miracles happen. You now thought you are using God. You are now describing God's grace and mercy in the light, according to your experience. You are going to be in big soup at the end. You're going to hell. Have you ever said this thing like this? Like you go to hell. You know how people say you go to hell. No, this one you are going is a promise. More like we say let's bet. You know, some people when they tell them it's a lie. No, they will not be arguing and shouting on Facebook and boosting their post. It doesn't mean if you boost a lie, it's still a lie. It doesn't mean because you boost a lie, you can boost it. You can have plenty comments. You can have, in fact, lies. You should have plenty comments more than truth. Go and say, go to Facebook and say, I am perfect like my Father in heaven. You will see insults. Go and say, we are nothing but pursuing the hand of the Creator. Many witnesses. Just say men are weak sometimes. They just fall to sin. It doesn't mean they are bad people. You see many witnesses. Say men are strong. They are not supposed to cheat on their wife. Any man that cheats on his wife does not know Jesus. You see insults. People always rebel against truth at the beginning. But eventually they'll still fall for that truth because nothing can be done against but for the truth. It's in the finally we judge, not at the beginning. Because the end of a matter is better than the beginning and justifies the beginning. When we said, you know, the way the message went to the internet that if you don't pray in the spirit, of course, if you know Jesus, you pray in the spirit. And it is possible to pray in the spirit without knowing Jesus. There are many people who are doing robo. They don't know Jesus. They don't know God. But if you truly know God, you should pray in tongues. And if you don't pray in tongues and don't know God, then there's a big problem. You will never find somebody who knows God that does not pray in tongues. But if you find somebody who knows God, you will be praying in tongues. That doesn't mean anybody praying in tongues knows God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So I spoke from a place of understanding, and it was a build up from something I've been saying in that message. That if you truly know Jesus Christ and are praying in the Spirit, it is not possible, you know, how did I even put it? I said if you know Jesus or if you pray in tongues, if a man does not pray in tongues, which simply means he doesn't know Jesus, he should not be married to. And plenty of people who don't pray in tongues were against me in the message, in the comment section. You see? Some were even throwing insults and the rest. I'm not lying. You see, the only way we'll validate this is when somebody, and we don't wish that in this church, when you try an unbeliever, you will know that home, church is better. If you have seen Christian brothers who pray in tongues fail you in relationship, let me advise you, don't try the world. The world will not fail you, they will kill you. They are 1 billion times worse. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? A man who does not know Jesus, his heart is upside down. Even if he's sounding nice, fear the heart. They will not think it twice to cheat on you. Say they are not cheating on you now. It's because the pressure is not strong. eventually, since they don't know Jesus, eventually they will fall a prey to the devil. You know, sometimes people fail Christianity, and you are not failing God. It's just that you didn't know, that's why you misbehave. My people perish for lack of word. You were in church and it seemed like you know God, and you now misbehave. So you now see people that have observed your misbehavior saying out there as a testimony that I've seen Christian brothers who misbehave. In fact, I've seen many unbelievers who are better than people that go to church. They are not better. They are not better. It's a promise. That's what you think. Let's be advising you. You may have seen Christian brothers misbehaved, which is very, very possible. That doesn't mean you should now carry that and justify those who have not even encountered Christ at all. You are seeing the ones that have encountered to a ratio of misbehaving. It's the one that have not encountered at all that is better. They may seem nice at the status quo. Don't try that. That's why sometimes you see small children saying the man has come, because they've had experiences. I was talking with a lady many years ago. She said, pastors. I met one pastor. So pastors are like that. I said, hey, who are you talking with? She said, no, I know you are different. I said, but you say pastors are like that. That means because of one pastor you met, pastors are like that. That the pastor is a bad guy, He's a bad guy. He talks stupid things. And I'm sure maybe one of or two of you may have met pastors that talk stupidly or act stupidly. That doesn't mean that pastors are supposed to be acting like that. Haven't you met a lot of nice pastors that did not talk to you stupidly? You know, one time I saw a question and an answer section on Facebook, and ladies were complaining in church that church brothers are not approaching them. They are not approaching them. Let me just chip in this. Most times church brothers have learned that you will not agree. Am I saying the truth? They studied you. Like we study Facebook algorithm. They've studied women in church. And they observed that the way this girl they talk, I know one in disgrace. I know go approach her. Church brothers have studied you. The way they see your head, what you are saying to them, they know they don't have that capacity. That's why sometimes they keep quiet. You know, some of you will go out there, somebody will carry you in Benz and drop you in your house. Dear sister, where are you going to? And you put a same number. You ask, how old are you? Say 25. God has been faithful. You now check the one in church that is your friend. He's 27. And he's still trekking to church. He takes bike and comes to church. Sometimes it's his bike that he'll carry and come. So you now use what you have seen with Abraham, be judging the people who are legitimately trying to grow by the Spirit of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That way now, they will ask you, will you want to marry in this church? You say, I beg you. They are small boys. They are not small because they are your mate. They are small because they don't have Benz. And you have seen their junior or their mate having Benz. That's why some of them end up becoming the next sacrifice. Because of longer truth. You know, sometimes I used to ask ladies, the bends you saw that made you to reject a guy who is legitimately trying to become wealthy, the bends you saw out there, your father, does he have it? With all the years your father has worked in civil service, and all the contract he has gotten as an architect, was he able to buy that kind of bends? Then you see a young man trusting God, earning a salary that is quite understandable at this level that he is. And you are looking down on him because you saw somebody else with bands that your father did not have and your grandfather did not have. With all due respect to them. Is that not idolatry? That's what they call longer throat. Truly, some ladies who have died today by all this Yahoo, they are in hell. Let me tell you something. Listen, don't think when somebody kills you as a sinner, his blood now comes upon you. Who told you that story? You are whining yourself. Have you ever read that part of scripture in the Bible that somebody, the sin now come upon you? How? Is the person Jesus? It is Jesus that took away the sins of the world. And if you keep on sinning and you die, your sin is in your head because your sin led you to your death. Didn't you read the Bible that said when you break the head, the serpent will what? You follow the Yahoo boy, what happened to you? You were striked. Do you know if that Yahoo boy finally gets the privilege to repent, you will still be in hell. He will be in heaven. Your stupidity will keep you in hell. Because of longer truth. Now you make your truth don't cut now. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Hallelujah. It's true. Some ladies have longer throats. Look at the your brothers and sisters in church now. You use brother and cover their love in their hearts. Say, hello, dear sister Betty. It's a Betty. You say, brother Donald, how are you? What is brother Donald? Don't you get the message? Say, Betty, say, brother Donald. You use brother and sister and cover everything. Just because you don't want to agree. Then when he's down outside, I say, hey, fish. Now we're not saying change it to start calling them baby. That's not what we're saying. But I've learned that church brothers have observed church ladies for years. You know, I was looking at the internet one time on Facebook, and I saw somebody that was making a very valid point. Very valid, interesting point. He said, most sisters choose cheaters over legitimate men. There are many legitimate men. But most sisters don't like legitimate men. They like cheats. Do you know most people that they are cheating on? It is them that chose the cheaters. Do you know most women that have suffered heartbreak? The real ones came before the heartbreakers. They came. But they left them in that spot. They brother zoned them. They left them there. They felt like those ones that are very easy. You know, they are very welcoming. The young boys that came to them and proclaimed love, they are very cheap. See the way he loves me. I wish I can love him back. But it's not my type. They wrote your type for you in heaven. Who are their type? The ones that talk like bulls in action movies. They don't like people who are, you know, you ladies like guys that walk like. The ones that are like this, hi, how are you, sister? They are like, this one's the, we need to send, buy me buzz. I beg, go and photocopy handout for me. That's what they use them for assignment in school. I beg, do for two. See my matric number. It's those ones that are always burning their face that they have a teen for. Then you now go to that one. Since many sisters are like you now, he will have to share himself. Because he has to help all of you. Those legitimate brothers are there wondering. I'm warning most of you. Sometimes it is stupid things that make ladies choose men. I don't like a hairstyle. Are you okay? You called it hairstyle. Can't it be changed? There's a way you love a man that he can change hairstyle too for you. You don't know? Say, my baby, I don't like this. What? My baby, I don't like this hair. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I don't like this hair. I think you should change the hair. It's you now rub the head. Oh my God. I would have asked Pastor K if he was here. Because I saw that him too, he changed. They rub his head. Before you know, you rub his head. Okay. Before you know, they have changed. Why is it a man? Why are you boning? Can't you see everybody's hair in this church? Why are you different? Be disgracing somebody up and down. You are a foolish lady with all due respect. It's not even your mate. Because he toast you. You are talking, he reached to be your elder brother. Ladies, because of love, some of you have disrespect. They did not do anything. They just love you. Start talking anyhow. And some of these guys are older than you 5 years. There's a way you can approach situations. He's wearing maroon and brown. Calm down. maroon suit, brown trousers. Calm down. There's a way we can go about this. I know that thing is irritating. I know you want to offend. Especially when you see your friend's fiance looking sharp and she's going, "Hey, how are you?" I don't know what is happening this season. "Hey, how are you?" Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You don't feel unkind. Your own, you cannot do, "Hey, how are you?" Your own is, "Hey, wait till they worry you. Wait till they worry you." But you calm down. Now your own, hug him. Bless you there. And be walking with him home. Make him feel comfortable. Then you cannot say the words. You know, this is your combination. Now what for you, self? You just put your hand on the head like this. Now what for you, self? You'll be fine and making people think you are not fine. Don't worry, next week I want to suggest. Will you give me the privilege to suggest for you? Say yes. Yes, my dear. See, Pastor Fee is smiling already. He'll be happy. See, Pastor Fee is smiling. That's what. May you find love in the name of Jesus. That's what they want. Not that you say, which kind of combination be this? You don't see our prophet address? You collect. For pride of a man, you will not even agree. I be prophet. That's what you hear. Oh, yeah, go marry prophet. Query has started. Who will not judge it finally? Prophet. What is the problem? Sir, the other day. Sir, if this man is truly your son, you will know there is a problem. Why will he not follow you as you follow Christ? Sir, how can a human be wearing maroon and brown? I've judged a case like that once though. The first thing I said to him was to laugh like you are laughing. I laughed. And I said, "Sister, calm down. If you are this man, the way you are talking now, if you are this man, will you agree?" You see what Pastor said? Pastor said, "I will slap him." That means if we give Pastor a wife, we need to watch him carefully. He said, "I will slap him." Amen. I thought I heard something like that. Amen. Most men will not like to hear that. You've touched their ego. Men have ego. Men were designed to be kings. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You must make a man feel like a king. Igwe Odogu. Do you know what happens to a man when you say Igwe? Ah, my Igwe. One of you should make sure you call your husband that. Igwe Kwenu. Igwe. He will just be searching his pocket. But if you claim your hammer, okay now. Okay. See, most men, the reason why they start acting up is because they found another lady. Another one talking to them soft like ice cream. "Hi. How are you?" He will come as, he will go there, "How are you? Odogu. How are you?" The way she even stressed the Odogu. He will come back home. "Arise. Shebi, I tell you, make it, they come back home later, B." You are talking like a man. That's why he doesn't want to even come close to you. Because you are a fellow man. You remind him of his roommate in the university. Now you are living like roommates, not couple. What is the way you talk to your husband? He enters. Do you know where men are coming from? When most times they go out and they are coming back in the evening. Do you know the sacrifices they've made? The things they've attempted that some work and some did not work. And your own is, Baba Johnson, waiting me time. Check your time. Tell me, waiting me time. Why, as a married man, why are we going to come house like this time? No. You arrange the shirt. You should have arranged the water already. My God. This is now for the married. You don't bath him. I said this is for the married. And for the unmarried, Be praying in tongues till you are married. You think you of the man. One of the things Dr. Caris told Mamati when we were cutting that time, I don't know if you still remember. Let me remind you. He said, make sure you take care of him. Can you remember that statement? I wish I wrote it down. Make sure. See, make sure you take care of him. Men of God, they go through so much and they just want to come back home and be taken care of. She's trying. She's taking care of me very well. So I used to remind her every day. He said, take care of. It painted a picture in my heart. Men need to be taken care of. I know you people are looking at me. Who should take care of us? For every action, there's what? If you take care of a man, it's you that will enjoy that care more. Are you catching this revelation? Because some of you will soon marry. You see how we are marrying in our church. September, October, November, December. We'll soon come and meet you. I'm afraid in the office they've called your name. It's just incantation that is remaining. And you appear. Some of them were telling them, calm down, brother. Calm down. Calm down. The way I'm seeing that sister, she will not agree now. Abi, you agree? Hallelujah to Jesus. I remember somebody came to me that I wanted a sister and she was in 100 level. I said, don't even go close to her. When I had 100 level, I said, 100 level, you God is saying what? Don't go close. If I hit, catch your leg close to that sister, Allah reach 300 level. And it's very good. How can you be in 100 level and you find love? You'll be distracted. Read chemistry now, you'll be having chemistry. You'll be distracted. Don't leave me, don't leave me. Amen. You are too. Hallelujah. We give Jesus praise. We give Jesus praise. Amen. Hallelujah. It's true, but it's true. How can you be in 100 level? And if you really know chemistry, you can't be in love and be knowing chemistry. If you know what I'm talking about. How many of you know chemistry? You've encountered chemistry. Especially in BSU. The teachers that haven't teach you chemistry don't have time to teach you chemistry. The first time I came to BSU, I thank God I learned chemistry well before I came. Because the way they lectured the thing, I was like, is the person having a problem with the book, the textbook he's using or something? That's why when I see chemistry students, I respect them more. Because I remember, I don't know if they've changed teachers. If it's those teachers I used to know in Remedias, you people are strong people. Chemistry department people. Who is doing chemistry here? Raise your hand. Anybody who did chemistry? Let me see your hand. You did chemistry? Oh. You did chemistry? Oh. That's good. They are strong people. Amen? So I told the brother, I said, go away from my office. Not now. Wait till she reached like 300, 400 level. That time you go so that she will not graduate and leave you behind. But right now, and when I told the brother, he went and prayed, I think he now discovered she's not the one. Now imagine I allowed him. We would have broken her heart, distracted her in 100 level, broken her heart in 300 level. Maybe she will not have spillover. And you know that's why some people have spillover. They broke your heart, you could not read. That's why you need to. That's why as a local church, we have systems in place. You don't just go and approach your sister and say, I'm in love with you. You follow the. Sometimes you don't know the issues they are facing. I don't know. Let me say this. What if you have to go and meet a sister that is HIV positive? You don't meet your pastor. No, but do you know it's possible? Some, maybe they had a problem from their birth. I know a lady who. The mom breastfeeded her. She's HIV positive. She did not do any bad thing. Now imagine you came and said everything God told you to her directly. And you promised you will never leave nor forsake her. And that God appeared to you 3 times in a vision. And told you that word. And that's why you are hearkening. That you have never lied in your life. You put your integrity at stake. And after you are done, she now came to me and said, Pastor, how do I tell him? I said, break the news to him. And as you break the news, there's a breakup. Imagine what happens in the heart of that sister. What would God really talk to this one? You have disappointed her. She really felt that God was looking out. I mean, God was really, you know, interested in her case, and he brought a man in her condition. Her way. But now, man, I've heard HIV and AIDS. He doesn't even know where the thing is coming from. He's saying, Satan, the number you are calling, he's already running. We've seen cases like that. Now, is it her fault she's HIV positive? No. But now you have heard case, you have run away. But if you had met pastor and said, Pastor, I'm interested in this sister, and we know how with that kind of case, we'll advise you. Say, my brother, we are not telling you not to go. But go and pray again for 1 week. And make sure you hear God audibly. This one is not by faith. I want you to hear God say, somewhere. If you don't hear God like that, don't come back. Then imagine the brother come back and says, I heard God 3 times. Coincidentally, he called my name Samuel, like he called the name of Samuel in the Bible. And when I stood up, I said, speak to me, your son listened it. And he said, my son, go for that lady. She's your wife. And in fact, he told me the day I'll come and see you in your office, will be wearing white. What are you wearing, Pastor? White. I said, okay, brother, this one God have said, who am I? You watch that video with the win lose when they started. Her husband, who is presently her husband, now he came and said, God said everything. Blah, blah, blah. School ski. With all the tongues, he went to mountains 7 days. After he heard God audibly. This is the same, hey, brother, this. But let me, he said, don't tell me. There's no condition. Well, let me hear you. I've had abortion how many times? 7 times. I've had plenty miscarriage. I'm HIV positive. What did you hear next? School skis. I mean, whatever. When she turned to look at the brother, he has moved by the hand of God. He ran away for his life. That's why sometimes they come and ask questions. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Ask questions. And this is not us saying we want to tell you about the sisters before you marry. No, you receive counsel. I believe God cannot make a mistake. We should not be rubbishing the name of the Lord in vain. You know, every time God say, then if you go and jam one problem, God did not say again. How will people trust Christianity? Even the AS, whatever this thing that will eventually use to see that separates some marriages. And I'm not saying it's wrong that marriages should separate. But if you truly heard God, it should match. And even if it doesn't match, you will not have a consequence. That's for some that actually married and they had children. I heard of cases like that. They even had children. 3 or 4 before they discovered they were ASAS or ASSS or something like that. And they had like 4 children who are AAS. Is that not a miracle? Then they now discover, 2 of us are not even compatible. But you see, we're already with 4 children. And they just stopped there in peace. A proof that God truly spoke. Not saying God says, God told me, God told you. You now go and say, what is your blood group? Say, yes. You say, I was just passing by. And God told you. You've told people God told you. How would they trust you? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? How would they trust you? And I've been saying this for years now. Sometimes God will tell you and the lady will have sharp mouth. Hear me again. If God truly told you and you have sharp mouth, bear your sharp mouth. It's your own cross. Because some of you, I've observed some of you. Immediately you want to enter a relationship. The lady is behaving like a lamb. When you enter, she's not behaving like a lion. You want to run. Where are you running to? Is Jesus not a lion and a lamb? Carry your own cross. That's the work you must do. There's no temptation that has come to you beyond your ability to overcome. You see this trouble you have faced. You have relevant, reciprocal energy on your inside to overcome. Sometimes you truly made a mistake. Most times you did not make a mistake. I'm one person that believes every lady in this world have sharp mouth. They are just waiting for time of expression. Pastor Sam, are you sure you checked your wife? Is it because you checked your wife that you calculate like this? Not exactly. But every woman in this world can talk. Even my wife too can talk. When I say a relationship with my wife, I used to tell her, I'm Prophet Simon. Can you remember? She will now remember. Say, oh, Prophet. Yes, Daddy. Sarcastically. When we started, if she's angry, I used to know from her reply. How are you? I'm fine, sir. You think, you alone will know that this is not greeting. This is her telling you that I'm not happy with you. Because on a normal day, how are you? Fine, sir. Fine, baby. But now, how are you? I'm fine, sir. You know, you can tell when ladies are not happy. Good morning. Take your... Listen, I forgot it yesterday. To see you later. So childish. Childish. No wonder Pastor Chris said something. You know, he said, if you want to have peace of mind. How many of you heard that statement from Pastor Chris? He said, see your wives as your first child. This one, you are catching revelation like this. I hope all is well. He said, see your wife as your what? First child. Because you see plenty children behavior. I mean, when a man is ready to talk business, you now be seeing just as one behavior, be wondering, what is happening? Then the next thing you hear is, did you not see my hair? I mean, we want to talk about things that can pertain to life and destiny. What brought hair in this discussion? But you see, you have to humble yourself and appreciate the hair before that discussion continues. Now, think about a child you are holding. Is that not how it happens? Because some of you, as I'm talking, you're like, no, we have to push in destiny. We are kingdom men. You will suffer in that marriage. Be claiming kingdom man. We are men of the kingdom. We don't talk here. We talk destinies of men and of nations and territories. What is weak? You will know. As you are going to take over territory, they will call you. That passion for territory will die immediately in your heart. One call. Men, there are men, I've heard pastors say they couldn't preach because their wife did not greet them well in the morning. There are plenty of people like that. They say, good morning, baby. Say, I don't know. They want to preach. They are asking their wife. Message is there. Is there anything I did? Let's settle it before I preach. If not, I can't preach well. I better go and preach. Preach. Shebi is preaching you are called to do. It's not me you are called to love. Go and preach. You can't preach well. Thank God I don't have that kind of wife. Imagine I'm sitting there, I'm arguing with my wife before I go and smile now, smile, baby. Let me have back. Be behaving anyhow. As I climb the stairs, behaving anyhow, that will be just ringing. You'll be behaving anyhow, be behaving anyhow. The powerful kingdom message now will not change to another message. That's why I see some pastors before they start preaching, they appreciate God for 5 minutes. I appreciate their wife for 30 minutes because she needs to smile. You know, I just want to take this time to appreciate my wonderful wife. You see, God has been wonderful to me, blah, 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 blah. And when she smiled, I was like, ah, she's impressed. All right. So, are you always... So, if you really want to enjoy dominion, even for relationship, choose wisely. Else, this dominion thing you are talking will just be a fallacy. You can never enjoy dominion when you choose the wrong partners. And what does it take to choose the right partners? Nothing about beauty. You know, I've heard men of God lately saying, forget about anything. Pick a woman you like. Are you okay? As a man of God, are you okay? Firstly, which woman does God hate? That's the first question. Number two, all the ones you have liked before, did it work? Is it not a proof that what you are liking is not supposed to be liked by you? You forget everything that is really about life, and you are looking at external beauty. What is this? It's skin. How can skin be the reason why you choose partner, life partner? I say I like the skin tone. I mean, it's the ringtone. I mean, the skin color. Why do you like? You know, sometimes when you watch some videos on Facebook, why do you like him? His skin color, his hair, his BS, his chest, his leg. You now understand why divorce rate is very high. Because you marry ear, eye. You did not marry human being. That's what you married. And when you face human being, you left here and you are running away. If here was really important, why are you divorcing? If where the nose is important, why are you leaving the marriage? For you to leave a marriage, you entered. Think about what made you to enter. The love, the head, the ear, the belly, the waist, the height, the curves. Then one day you who like all these things file for divorce. It's not a proof that you truly don't like that thing. There's something you prefer more than that thing. If you truly like it, why are you filing for a divorce? Many of you are agreeing that I'm done with this. I can't take this anymore. So you can actually live without the thing. Now remember years ago, you thought you cannot live without it. But there's something you can stay with forever. When God tells you this is it, follow it. That's what is right. Why men of God are coming to this point and saying marry anybody you like? Because some of them are tired of marriage counseling. Maybe they are hearing that people are cheating. Most of those men that tell you that they don't like their wife now, they liked their wife in the beginning. They were madly in love with what they were seeing in the beginning. Most of them did not even hear God. Most of them went out in the flesh and chose a woman. They liked what they saw. What happened in the marriage? They didn't understand love. Teach them love. Don't tell them to pick anybody. Just teach them true love in Christ Jesus. Make them understand love. When Paul was teaching in Ephesians 5, he said, I'm talking about Christ and the church, but that's not really the focal point. What I mean is about a man and a what? No, he was talking about a man and a woman, but he related it to what? Christ and the church. Meaning you can learn from the relationship between Christ and the church. If you understand true love between Christ and the church, that's why you can even love a woman properly. If you don't understand the love between Christ and the church, you can't love a woman properly or a man properly. They never understood love. So teach them love. And all of those crises they are having in their marriage will end. Teach them what true love is all about. He loved us while we're still sinners. Christ died for us while we're still sinners. Teach them long suffering. Teach them kindness. Teach them peace. I would say the fruit of the Spirit. It simply means the real you in the Spirit should be shown amidst any crisis in the physical. Meaning you feel so bad but smile. The real you should be happy. You are so tired, you are fed up, but be patient. That's why we call it fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the real you. And these are the fruit of love. If you look at Galatians 5, the first one they called there was love. Then they started calling all the fruit in love. That's what we meant by the fruit of the Spirit. So you like this woman. You like what you see. She's now having one baby, two babies. You don't like what you see again. But you are consistent because of what? You are seeing her via the eyes of love. You understand why it's like this. You are not a fool. She gave birth to two children, a woman and a man, like my own will be, and now her body is not in the right place where it used to be again. It's like the knot have loose. It's now in another place. You give God praise, because if you were the woman too, your own would have been probably worse. And you encourage her in righteousness. And of course, ladies should agree to that encouragement. You can tell her, honey, let's do sit-up. Because you don't like the way the stomach is looking like she's pregnant again. You can say, let's do sit-up. And you help her to do the sit-up. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Oh, you tried. She start with 5. The next day, 10. The next day, she does 50. Before you check, stomach has cleared. Shape is back to normal. Not that you leave her like garbage now. You know, you are looking for the ones who have not had children before. If they have, they will be like that again. You look for another one again. Are you seeing that you are a foolish person? Because you didn't understand love. Anybody here you are seeing, all of you that are toasting women, calling them all the names in this world, when they give birth to one or two, whatever you are seeing, you have to now start seeing it by faith. It's the truth. So if you don't truly understand love, you will not be consistent with your professions of love. The apple of my eye, the cockroach in my cupboard, like there's one cockroach there since. Somebody should go and remove it. I just got reminded. See it there. Where is this team? Sanctuary. There is a cockroach in the sanctuary. You can go ahead. Please remind me of all those things people say. Sense, tell me one. You are the only what? What? Flower in my garden. You know, Ernest said, if you come to our father's house, don't say you are coming, you have seen a flower, you want to come and pluck. Will the flower not die? You know? Say, she said you should just come and tell your father you want to marry and carry her and leave the house. So sense, Ernest does not like your own flower in the garden, but there's a lady that will like. You can name them my whatever one I saw lately was my third glass of wine, something like that. People, they scope. You know, so, you know, it's all this description. Will fail if you truly don't know what true love is. It will fail. You know, when I saw that last one, I say, hey, woman, did they call woman talk glass of wine? I don't learn, no. My champagne. Now, wow. My chamdor. My chamdor. Chamdor is actually expensive. He reached to call somebody my chamdor. It's an expensive wine. It's when you say my zobo that will have a problem. Oh my kunu, what do you mean? Hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't understand true love, it will what? That's why sometimes you see men loving their wife. Then when they start attending gym, the love begins to die. Because their wife now has one or two children. They are going to gym. Firstly, if you observe your husband like gym too much, follow him to the gym. You have not eaten, you are going to gym. You have not rested well, you are going to gym. Wait till they go see for gym. What kind of passion is this? You don't even pray past the way you did gym. Follow him, escort him. Carry your baby too and follow. We are all going to gym. Some men, some people, it is shape and sizes. And it's vice versa. Women too. Shape. You know, you think men are the ones that like shape. Women. Any smarty, I like his chest. I like about that big chest. Chest as the heavens to the earth. You'll be hearing stupid things. And that's why we have what? Failed marriages. Failed relationships. As you are laughing, be what? Learning. Be learning. Some of you, some of the relationship you are about to enter, you know it's not God. Quit. Quit. Like I always tell some sisters, how will relationship be the reason that finally you are not serving God? Finally, you are not serving God because of one man. You fell in love, oh, Satan, you were lost in the love. They say, who is, where, after you fall and you are drowned, they say, can you remember GCM? I say, not at all. I've never been there before. Let's go to the other side. It will make you to forget your goal-giving assignment. One time we were talking and I was prophesying to certain ladies in church here. You know, when the prophecy is coming, some people don't take it serious. That's why I say, always write prophecies down. I know why I say write it down. As a pastor, I've lost more women in the ministry than men. I've lost them, even as ordained pastors. Because most of them, they are a lot of times, it's not because they are bad people originally. When the devil is seeming to want to make an attempt, of course, God will always reveal it to your pastor. Why? Because you should avert that process to happen. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? There's a part I will play. There's a part as an individual you will play for a prophecy not to be manifested or to be manifested. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A good one to be manifested, a bad one not to be what? Manifested. You must play your own part as I play my own part. And most time it will be an instruction. Are you aware? Listen carefully to this. That God can tell you, don't go to a particular location because it has the potency to affect your faith. An entire location, an entire country, because he has said in his word, what can a man offer what? He can tell you, don't go to a particular place because he knows that place can affect your soul. We may not see the whole picture. Trust God. You should not be there. You should not be there. I should be there. That the devil is a master in this thing. Anything God says don't do, he will try to make sure you think there's something beautiful if you do it. He told Adam and Eve, don't eat from that tree. The devil came and told Eve to eat from it. That you will see something wonderful there. God, in his loving kindness, has given them everything. The tree of life, the revelation of Christ is there. The tree of every other tree that represented food, there was food. There was the right revelation there. What are you looking for? That's why there are some people. Paul is their pastor. They are still looking for another message. Paul said, "Oh, you foolish Galatians, with the right message, what are you looking for? You have the tree of life. You have food to eat. What are you looking for? What is your soul hungry for?" Sometimes trials and tribulation will make you question the truth of God's word. Don't you understand that they came because of the truth of God's word on your inside? Bible said, because of the word of God in your spirit, the devil gathered trials and tribulation your way. So that you question the integrity of God's word. And as long as there's a question, Satan has seen a foothold, he will bring confusion. The Bible says, when there's a little bit of confusion, what will the enemy do? He will come and steal the word from your heart. How will he steal the word? He will bring questions that will make you start asking unnecessary things and looking for unnecessary solutions that don't exist. And that way, you are hidden. You are foolish. You will miss it. Before you know it, Eve is eating from the wrong tree. But I always tell people, if she had listened to Adam, God spoke to Adam. He told Adam, don't eat from the tree. He said, you and your wife. Adam wanted to make sure, you know, some people have taught this in another light, but I feel like this too is very, very important. Adam didn't want Eve to eat. If you read the instruction in Genesis 3, he told Eve, don't even touch that fruit. He said, don't touch it. Don't go nigh it. Adam was far from it. That is why he was not tempted. Eve was close to it. That's why she was tempted. Think about what I just said. If she had listened to Adam properly and not even go close to it, we should be tempted. She went close to it. That's why the Bible says, wrong company. They are not tempting you yet. But the potency to tempt you is within them. They are not the right association. If you look at them, the things they are saying, you are not feeling tempted yet. But as you are hearing them, the wrong seed will be sowed in your heart. And one time in a tough season of your life, that seed will find expression. You now begin to question authority, question your beliefs. That's why the Bible says, wrong company, avoid them. Because the words of the wicked, they wait in search for blood. At the proper time, when there is wound, offense, they'll find expression. The little offense will become very painful. How comes just correcting you led to you leaving church finally? Just correcting you. If leaving church was not that important, why did he resort to this? That's what the devil wanted. He caught you away from the source of what gives you faith. E.W. Kenyon said this many years ago. He said the most important individual in your life is the one that builds your faith. And I can relate with my personal life. Those days, if I don't listen to Prophet Kubus, it's as if I've not started living my day. People like Pastor Charles, who stayed with me for a while, they can attest. I'll be with them in the room when they come to greet me once in a while. I'll be there in the room. And they will, nobody comes close to me because I'm listening to a message. Like, I have so much allegiance to a point, I don't pick us. I don't answer good morning because I'm listening to God's word. I always say, the way I respect men of God when I see them physically, when they are speaking God's word, I think if I do like that, I will catch everything they are saying when they are speaking to me virtually. You can be hearing a sermon and you are washing plates. Hearing a sermon, except you just want to be hearing for hearing's sake. But if you really want to learn, you can't be hearing you are washing clothes. You have to pay attention. You know, some people only listen to messages when they are traveling, when they are jogging, when they are walking. It's not like it's entirely bad. But do you really want to learn? Why not sit down on your bed, plug your earpiece or whatever speakers, and carry your jotters and play and start hearing? That's the most effective. Do you know what you did not even hear here? You hear at home if you really pay attention and listen very well. Because now your mind, some of you are distracted. You are hungry. But if you go back home and eat rice and play the same message again, what you hear, you'll be doing, woo, woo, the same message. But now you are hearing with the stomach that is filled. That time they was hungry. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? If did not hear Adam. She disrespected leadership. He said, don't go nigh. Don't go nigh. Don't go close. And she went close. And because she went close, she was tempted. Now listen, don't go close. Paul said, mark the unruly. He said, separate. Because as long as you are close, there's a possibility for distraction. Now, imagine somebody misbehaves and is an unruly person and is trying to poison people's heart towards God's work. We are not the person's enemy, but for the sake of the work, we abstain. The person is not a devil. Do you know what I'm trying to say? But for the sake of what? The work. Because the thing God is doing right now is bigger than anybody's emotion. It's bigger than how anybody is feeling out there. Even bigger than the way I feel. Years ago, a student, there was a problem with the JCCF at a point. They had a little problem, issues with one another. And they invited us for a meeting one time. And many years ago in BSU. And inside the meeting, they quarreled. There was some quarrel with some fellowship head leaders. And it got to my turn. And, you know, they had a good mood. They called me so that they would inculcate me in the system as a fellowship. Because I was doing it on my own without being part of them. So they called me. And in the meeting, they got offended. And in fact, they now added me to the whatever affected them in the meeting. So, okay, you this young man, we had called you before because we felt like we would inculcate you. But right now, we're telling you to go and close down your fellowship and wait for the right time. I looked at them like I was dreaming. Firstly, I was doing it on my own. I didn't care whether I was part of them or not. And now they felt like they should inculcate me. And they are giving an order when I'm not part of them to go and close it. And I stood up with all, you know, very mild and calm and gentle. And I said to them, well, with all due respect, I can't. And since I can't, you can't. And since you can't, of course, God would not. And if God would not, no man can't. And no man can, I mean. And they were just so shocked. They were looking at me, this small thing. So they said, well, we're going to notify the school that you are not part of us. I said, no problem. They got offended again. Every of my response made them not to be happy. At a point, they said, okay, you are going to be paying tithe to us because they were not informed. You know, there are some of these boys who take leadership with zero knowledge of things that happen in ministry. They carry you from wherever you were coming from and made you Jesus. You are not saying fellowship will pay tithe. You want to die. Do you know what tithe is? Do you qualify to collect my tithe? Do you know where I'm coming from spiritually that you want to collect my tithe? My tithe can kill you. Because you are not qualified for that weight. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's the person that trained me that deserved my tithe, not you. So I remember I said, you people are not qualified to receive tithe as a body. I told them that. Because you are not training anybody. We are just a system here in BSU. And you people have less than a year, you'll be out from here. And with all due respect, some of you who are part of those systems, you have to be very careful. When God gives you the privilege to lead people, don't start thinking you will now start determining the destinies of fellowship. Some of them have legitimate cause. It will kill you. Don't try it. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? Before you think they've made you a boss to determine people's destiny that truly have called, a call from God that is starting from campuses. A campus, for instance. Do you know Living Faith started from a campus? Deeper Life started from a campus? Are you aware? Christ Embassy started from a campus. Imagine those people were trying to be stopped by leadership at that time. Hallelujah to Jesus. No hate, but you have to be very careful. Because some of you, the people you are trying to lead, are more experienced than you. Ministerially. You can imagine myself was pastoring before I entered BSU. Wherever I was coming from. And I'm seeing a young boy want to teach me ministry. That's why I refused. And I remember one of the days when, because we were having a nice time with the HOD, he gave us a hall in my department. And he got offended at a point because my meeting almost wanted to clash with theirs. But it was not a fault because they said I was not part of the system and I was not aware of their meeting time. So I now promised them that before their meeting would start, it was one day that was going to clash. The first day was not going to clash. We're going to end early so that people can attend the meeting. They got offended again and said, oh, you have to cancel the meeting or take it off BSU. And I said, okay, no problem. I'm going to take it off BSU. But it will not change anything because I was still going to pull the crowd. So I did it off BSU. And they got offended. Guess what? I've suffered as a pastor. They called me for another meeting. Those boys. You know, pride. When you're humble, sometimes people want to just trample upon you. So I came for the meeting. They now put me in the middle like a Sanhedrin court. These boys. You know, I said something to them in that meeting that they never forgot. Till I graduated, they came and were pleading with me. They said, you see, we have warned you and you are not hearing. Lousily. like lousy, after just praying in some tongues that they don't even know whether it crossed the first heavens. Meaning whether it crossed their head. And told me that because you see, you have desire without knowledge. Me. Even in the prayer, they prayed for me. Say, we are praying for some of our brothers here, they are not hearing. That have desire without knowledge. God guide their heart. Aye! Then I said, we're going to tell my guests that you should not come. That there is no meeting. They will help me tell my guests. What stupidity. You know, I looked at all of them and I remember I made a statement. I said, you all don't know what you are doing. You don't. Years later, they came and said, I remember two of them, the president, they came and were pleading and I was looking. I told them, I said, this is the same thing I said, I will say again. Be very careful when you attain leadership positions. You don't know where some of us are coming from. And you are coming and doing all of this kind of thing. Do you know that one call tomorrow will save you and your family outside this BSU? And it's true. That's how life can be. Value relationships. If it's not even ministerially, as an individual, God may put me in a place I can help you tomorrow. So don't distort. That's why, you know, most times when I tell you people in church, you are very privileged. Some of you in this church, one of the biggest things God has done for you, some of the biggest things God have opened for you is tied to this ministry. When I say ministry, I'm not saying that we declared. I'm talking about you had friends that helped you to speak to somebody. Am I saying the right thing? Value relationships. You know, when every time I tell that story, that pain is in my heart to an extent. Because they didn't understand what they were doing. Like Jesus told the man by the people that told God about the people that tried to crucify him. Father, forgive them for they do not know what they are doing. Sometimes we see things like that even in church. If God is trying to raise his system, look at the way people think there's corruption in the church in Africa. And probably God is raising a man that should do something quite reasonable to an extent. I mean, probably if that's true. And Satan is trying to fight that system through your character. The Bible said if it is through you that Satan will cause that to happen, it would have been better for you to tie yourself on a stone and cast yourself in a river. Remember the people that brought a wrong report to the children of Israel. What happened to them? They were killed by that angel. He said for bringing wrong report. What was the wrong report? They said we are as grasshoppers before those people. That's why I always tell people in church who are leaders, be very careful. It's a privilege. Don't be stupid. Learn to listen. Because whatever you have entered into can even be the source of your destruction if you are not careful tomorrow. Instead, if you cause these little ones to sin, because sometimes people are under your care. I will call them little ones not because they are like Muna or Shekinah or Elam, but because they are little in the faith. Are you listening to me? They are not grown-ups. Meaning as a leader in church, they look up to you to learn how to live for God. And whenever you misbehave, they are prone to misbehave too. That's why you have to guard yourself with all diligence every day. Not just as leaders, even as members of church. There are some of you now, since you became serious with God, your whole compound are waiting for you to make a mistake. They are just waiting for the day you make a mistake. So that you paint God wrongly to them or affirm to them that God is not faithful. I thank God for what God is doing. You know, I was sharing with leaders yesterday how that God spoke to us about advancing our messages online and the rest. It was so strong in my heart. You know, I had people disturb me about that, especially Pastor Patrick. I know he may be watching. We have almost quarreled because of that. Hallelujah to Jesus. You say, Pastor, you need to get there. You need to put your messages there. People need to know what you're saying. You have the word of God. I was like, leave it. When I'm ready. And lately, I started feeling that sensation in my spirit. That it's time. Because you see, sometimes ministry can be overwhelming. There are a lot of things to do. And if you really want to push your things online, it's not just push with mouth. You have to involve a lot of finances too. That should be a project, like project 1 million. I tell you the truth. You can keep like 1 million and say, I want to push our work online. That's how it works. So when I started having that leading and I was trying to learn something about Facebook algorithm, immediately a call came in. I'll end with this story. And it was somebody who was a dear friend to me, who I heard now became an atheist. Many years ago. And he you know, I like him so much because he's a wonderful guy. So when I even heard that news, it broke my heart. But I didn't believe it. I just went to his profile, checked some things out, and I laughed. I said, I know where this thing is coming from. We argued about it, but I still insisted. So it was like, Prophet, blah, blah, blah. He asked me one question and two. He had been asking questions on the faith lately. And when I answered, I could tell his heart, he was really giving to the Lord. He is really back to the Lord. So he was telling me, yes, you know, from what he's saying, I can tell he really loves the Lord. And he really is considering really being fully back in the faith. But the reason why he's asking this question is so that when he comes back, he will have answers to give to people. He will not have answers. He will not be asked questions about the faith and don't know what to say. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? And I really honor that. That's very, very true. So we're discussing some things happening with the Nigerian church. And I was really affirming some things. You know, in Africa, if you are 20 to 30 and to 25, you are still a small boy. And whatever you are saying does not really hold water until you are like 50. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? It's about who said it, not what was said. So I said, this is why ministry is quite difficult in Africa. But in the Western world, it's about what is said. If you say what is true, they will just bend down to listen. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? But I believe Africans are closer to the Philistines than the Western world. Because the Philistine asked Jesus, are you greater than our father Abraham? You see, the character is consistent with us. So it's about who said it. Is it Abraham, Moses, or Jesus? Because Jesus is still a small boy. And that's why they did not believe Jesus, even though he was saying the truth. Can you believe that Jesus said the truth for more than 3.5 years? And people did not believe the truth? Is it that he was not a good preacher? It simply means if you don't want to grow, you will not grow if your heart is really covered. If your heart is really hard. And that kind of jargon happened to them. They were destroyed for not listening. He said, woe unto you, Jerusalem. Because you have denied me, denied the word of God that has potency to save you. You say you are like carcasses. And where there are carcasses, the eagles will what? Gather. So while we're talking, and I answered his question, he was so blessed. And he told me at the end, he said, Pastor, I think you should go online. You know, for a moment, I felt like this guy is just coming back into this thing and I should not trust his word. Maybe it's just a coincidence he's saying it. But for a moment, again, when we're going deeper and deeper and deeper, I sensed that was the Holy Spirit talking. And he kept on hitting and you could hear the sincerity. I mean, I was so moved. I've not been moved for the past 2, 3 months, 4 months like that. I was so moved. I even had to acknowledge that I'm really touched by the way you spoke this evening. He went far to asking ChatGPT about me online, asking, you know, it was like, blah, blah, blah. I showed leaders the chat yesterday. You know, and even ChatGPT said, Prophet Simon needs to be more online because of what he's teaching. ChatGPT. I said, now, wow, even AI is suggesting this thing for me. Now, wow. That he believe more people will listen to me if they get to hear my message because of what I'm teaching. So I should get to be online. And he showed me that he was even asking ChatGPT, screenshotted it for me. I said, talk. Holy Spirit, talk. ChatGPT, talk. You talk. The next day when we're cleaning church, when we're in our land, I sense like I should boost something to just ask about Facebook, you know, from somebody who I met online. So I came to my office, I messaged him, I said, I want to do it now, I'm ready to pay, let's do it. And the guy said, okay, sir. He didn't know me so much, but he called me sir because he felt like, you know, he's about to scam me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But he didn't know I was a pastor yet. And he had not really seen my picture yet. It was my other WhatsApp, you know that my other WhatsApp, that official WhatsApp. And he now went and I sent a link to my profile because he was supposed to do some things according to him. When he went there, he now saw me and watched, I think he watched one or two videos or something, I don't know. Then he came back and deleted his account details and sent a voice note. He said, well, it is well. I'm not doing this anymore. I said, what happened? In my heart, before I know, voice note, sir, I pray this morning that I want to stop crime. I want to stop fraud, online fraud. I told God to help me. And as I prayed this morning, boom, you just messaged me and told me that you want to do it. So I considered doing it again because this is the hope of a poor, the last hope of a poor man. I don't have anything. He said, but when I went to your profile and checked, I said, I think God have arrested me today. He said, this is me telling you that you have saved a soul today. Your personality have saved me from crime. He deleted everything. I didn't know how, you know, for a moment I was really surprised. Am I dreaming? what is happening? And I played it again to be sure of what I heard. And I said, I know you are surprised. And I said something again. I was still moved. I wanted to see sending money. Because I was really blessed, especially when he said he didn't have any money. Hallelujah to Jesus. But he's not so free again. Amen. Although we're still talking, I wanted him to be just free with me. He was even asking, where is your church? He wanted to attend at the beginning. I think when I delayed in not replying, he got scared or something. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, when that happened, I told myself, God spoke about this. I'm supposed to start it. I made up my mind to start it. Now, see God in the whole picture. I mean, somebody is just knowing me and saying, I don't want to be part of fraud. That simply means God is actually speaking in this season. Are you hearing Jesus? Am I? It's time to get the message to those who have not heard it. You will agree that there's a lot that has been said here. There is a lot that can be a blessing to the whole world. Not because it is we, Jesus, am I, but because it is the word of God. Are you together? What I'm trying to say? And that's why we're saying, all of you be part of taking, this is still part of the dominion mandate. Be part of taking the message to the people who have not heard. Like the Dokaris will say, to the billions yet untold. There are many who have not been told the gospel. How would they hear except a man is what? Except the gospel is being preached. How will the gospel be preached? Romans 10. Except a man was what? Sent. Then he now said, for faith cometh by hearing. Hearing comes by what? The word of God. So if they hear the word of God, faith will rise from where they are within. The gospel they will hear is within us. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And that's what the Bible said, the earnest expectation of what? Await what? Your manifestation. The day you stand up and take responsibility as a son and say, I want that person to know Jesus. I want that person to know Jesus, because he that winneth soul is what? And as the stars of heaven. And that's why in this season I said, nothing will prove your Christianity more than winning souls. It said, prove your call by doing the work of an evangelist. Prove your call. Win souls. I tell you, the harvest is plenteous. And I prophesy the laborers are plenteous too. Amen. In this place, win souls. In your own way, influence somebody to know Jesus. Influence somebody to follow Jesus. This is how we'll make McCurdy change. Imagine all of us make up our mind that every day we'll talk to one or two people. And people are receiving Jesus like that. Do you know why we're biting into the full percentage of McCurdy daily, making them receive Jesus? Before you know, we influence the whole body. We influence the whole city. The Bible says the kingdom of God can be likened to a yeast. It is very small, but the influence is very big. Very mighty. McCurdy looks big. Or look small, whatsoever we can call it. But you see, we are like yeast. We may look small right now. But if we decide to get manifested as yeast that we are, we will live in the whole body of McCurdy. It will be affected by us looking small in our number now, like yeast. They will be affected by us, TCMI, if we make up our mind. Do you guys get what I'm trying to explain to you? Make up your mind. In fact, one of the ways you prove responsibility, your responsibility as a Christian, you become so responsible as a Christian and will not even fall a prey to the devil, is when you begin to evangelize. Because as you are doing it, you will not want to become a victim of what you are telling people not to do. It will put a check in your heart. I was speaking to a brother not too long when he spoke to me about some things he was going through. I said, one of the reasons why I told you to be very diligent with winning souls, I wanted to create a system of even sell for the brother. I said, it's because it was going to put a check on you. You see, when you know that people are under your care, people are watching you, there's a way you become very responsible even in prayer. You want to match up to their expectations. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It may start in the flesh, it will end in the spirit. Take responsibilities. Some of you who have selves, take responsibility of yourself. Don't just watch it fall to the ground. Somebody paid the price, that's why you are in church today. Take responsibility of it. Tell yourself it will grow. There are books on sales we have even written as a church and set system. You can ask HODs for it. Read about them. Take responsibility over people's life. Follow people up till they become grounded in the things of God. You yourself that should be following people up, like Paul will say, don't be the one we are following up. You are dragging us down, dragging the kingdom backward. Do you want to be the only person dragging that is written in the realm of the spirit that sister this and brother that are dragging us today backward, being 24th of August? This brother, no, don't be the reason. Be the reason why we are making progress. Are you all listening to me? So in this season, wherever you see the message, publicize it. as the content are coming from the media, be pushing them. Some of you have platforms, TikToks and the rest. What are you doing there? Only jokes. Put the word of God there. I have heard testimony where somebody was sharing the word of God. They covered their bills. Not one, not two, not three. Even from myself too. There was one time a sister came, went for NYC, teaching the word of God. The person asked her, what do you want to do in business? Said it, covered it. Just because the person preached. You know, how will you know that somebody will cover your bills for preaching? You see how God does it. You have things, but you still decided to preach. And all of a sudden, every other good thing was what? Added. The person had to call and say, Pastor, should I collect? I said, what are you waiting for? Don't you have bills? Is God not aware of it? Collect. He has made you fisher of men. Now there's fish in the mouth. There's coin in the mouth of that fish. It's for you. Now that doesn't mean all of you will start going to Winsor and be looking for the coin. After all, prophet said something last Sunday. And the guy said, will you collect? You now become a tax collector. Calm down. Descend properly. Some, if you collect, you are gone. The gift of a man will make room for him. Descend what? Properly. Are you blessed? Bow your heads and thank God for his word. We give you praise, Father, for your word. We worship you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. For in Jesus' gracious name, we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.